Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 how's everybody doing out there tonight? Today is March 26th, and I want to welcome you guys to my show, Saving Our Athletes Respectfully. And once again, my name is Peter Richardson, if you did not know. Today I'm talking about my men's conference that's coming up this weekend, the ROC, the Room of Champions, baby.
Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best.
To the good men in this world, it seems that maybe we become weaker, maybe complacent, or just plumb lazy. It seems we become dependent on women. Not to say women are lesser creatures or anything like that, but it's supposed to be a man's world. A world where the man brings home the bread. A world where we as men call the shots. Statistics show that there are more women in college than and in the work field. Again, not to say anything bad about our women, because it's a proven fact that they have stepped their game up. Ever since the Great Depression during the World War II, women have gradually and consistently become equal to us. Which, in my opinion, we are all equal and we should be treated equally. But a woman's job is to hold us down, as they did during the World War II and the Great Depression, because if they did not do so, then our country would not be where it is today. But they should not have to hold us down for a long period of time. Seems to me they have spoiled us by showing that they too can go out and get a career and climb up the corporate ladder. I mean, that's great, and I applaud our women for that, but that should be motivation for us, which means that we too have to step our game up. They have developed feminist groups, which I'm a part of, groups that encourage them to better themselves and grow to be influential citizens. They took it upon themselves to become better, and they took it upon themselves to come together, and most came to realization that they do not need or want a man. That's why ever since the 1990s, the percentage of single moms has skyrocketed through the roof. And we are to blame for that. I'm sure half of this room, if not 75%, was raised by a single mom. And I'm sure those of you that was raised by a single mom said that you are going to be there for your children. Myself was raised by a single mother that I saw struggle to make ends meet. But at the same time, I heard her and her colleagues talk down on men and complain about my dad and other men about how they can't step up and take care of their responsibilities. I would be lying if I said I've manned up and took care of every responsibility every time that something real occurred in my life. And that's why I'm standing before you today. I didn't. I was that man who said I wouldn't become a womanizer and that I would be there for every woman that was in need that I cared about. But I used to either run or turn away on them because I made excuses every time something occurred and made them feel like they was the reason something went wrong. This means I didn't keep it real. I didn't man up. Not to say that all my wrongdoings was good, but I took time, sat back, and realized what I was doing. I kept my faith and stayed positive. I was able to sit back and realize what I was doing was wrong. I was neglecting the same species that walked around with me for 9 months. And I became the man that I grew up to hate. So I asked myself a question. Why? Why was I behaving or becoming like someone that I disliked so much? Why? Why put someone through the same things I saw my mama go through? Then it came to me. Being a minority, that's all we know. But during my college days, I seen it was just not us minorities, it was all men. That's all we see. In our generation, it's cool to be a womanizer. It's cool to have numerous amount of girls chasing you. It's cool to call a girl crazy to our friends or to show our buddies the amount of texts or phone calls that a female has made to our phone without us replying back. I mean, think about it. That's all we see on TV and hear on the radio these days. Society makes that seem cool for us as men to treat our beautiful women like that. And as minorities, we take that to heart. We take what we hear and what we see on TV and apply it to our real life. We try to live out what we hear. We think that having swag is cool. But I'm here to tell you that it's not. But it's not just our fault, because little girls get caught up in that nonsense as well. They are the main ones pumping our head up. But if you notice, I said little girls. Little girls can consist of all women of ages. Not only the ones that haven't started their menstrual cycle. Swag attracts little girls, but having class, that attracts a woman. And the women are the ones we run from. Little girls will put up with the nonsense that we do. But a woman, she ain't having it. But 9 times out of 10, it takes us men to lose something to realize what we had, and that's what makes us grow up. But it shouldn't be that way. And again, that's why I'm standing before you today. A good friend of mine that is standing in this room stated, make the first time you fall in love the only time you fall in love. They really hit home with me. It took me 26 years to realize that. So what I'm saying is, as men, we got to do better. It's 2013. I know there are men that are strong and they did what they have to do. And that's clarification that it can be done. A woman knows that it can be done, and that's why they demand so much of us, because they see our potential. But we as men have to see it and want it for ourselves. So let's stop making excuses every time something real occurs and buckle down. And that leads me to talking about taking advantage of our opportunities that come our way. But not only with the women that demand so much from us, but the opportunities that we can benefit from that can help us grow, whether that's financially, spiritually, and emotionally. Just in case if you wondering why I call my business Saving Our Athletes Respectfully, I know some of you have never played sports before, and if you did, your career might have ended in middle school, high school, college, or professional. For me, my career ended in college. I transferred from Tech and played my senior year at a Christian school called Harding in Searcy, Arkansas. I suffered a severe concussion the last game of my season on senior day, which put me out of sports indefinitely. The funny thing is that my mom only came to 2 games in my career, one in high school and one in college. In both games, I suffered a concussion. Not to blame my mom, but I noticed that she was the common denominator. I love my mom to death, but I'm like, dang, mom, why every time you come to a game, I get a concussion? And I was going out there loose ball and collided with a guy, and my helmet came off, and it led to me not breathing for 45 seconds. At least that's what my athletic trainer told me. So therefore, while I was in sports, and I tried my best not to have anything to do with sports because my dream of playing professional ball was tarnished. So I moved back to Oklahoma where I'm from and found myself jobless, friendless, and no degree. So after months of prayer and seeing who my real friends were, I asked God just to get me back to Lubbock so I can finish school because I wanted my degree from Texas Tech. It wasn't until then I realized how much potential Lubbock had to offer for young men to succeed. Prior to that, I resented Lubbock because when you're playing for a high-powered football team like Texas Tech, I didn't really pay any attention to the city or the opportunities Lubbock had to offer me. I only saw life as a football player. As you can tell, God answered my prayers. But I still was in the sports upon my arrival. I came back here and immediately started working. I basically was living out of my car. My uncle, whom I just met, helped let me stay with him until I got on my feet. But my mindset was I wasn't going to be a bum. So I hustled my butt off, got back into school, tried every job Lubbock had to offer, from conversions, selling shoes, walking door to door, selling cable, and even healthy herbal coffee. Yeah, healthy coffee. And needless to say, I was still pursuing my degree. I then got accepted into the Disney College program in Orlando, Florida, and became a janitor. And it was there when I realized my utmost potential for passion and serving and helping others. Even after my football career ended, I still knew I had a seed in me that was eager to grow. So once that internship ended, I found myself back in Lubbock, and that's when life hit me the hardest. My mom needed me back home, but I was like, I ain't going back to Oklahoma. She underwent surgery, and the doctor ended up messing her up real bad. Since my mom can't operate a vehicle, she ain't never been able to drive. So she needed someone to take her back and forth to the doctor. Which means I had to work full time so I can support the both of us. So I prayed and prayed. And that's when God put sorrow on my heart. So I chose to walk in faith and put my life in the Lord's hands and had him guide me. I was like, Lord, just show me the way. And that's why I'm in front of you guys today. I originally thought sorrow was going to be just for athletes, but he had different plans. Sorrow is not just for athletes. I came to the realization that life is a game, and we as people are all athletes playing in it. We are all on a journey, running a race in life, but not to compete, but to grow and become better and closer to our maker, in my opinion. I mean, that's why we are here. That's why he wakes us up every day, so we can find out what our purpose is in life, because he made each and every one of us with a unique gift. But it's up to us to grow closer to him and figure out what makes us happy and to find the true meaning of success. No matter where you're from or what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. I have a motto that I use. I use all day, every day when I'm at work. Teamwork makes the dream work. This means if we as people come together and not see color, race, ethnicity, or gender, then we as our community will grow, our state will grow, and which leads us to become a better nation. It's a domino effect. So let's talk about taking advantage of our opportunities that comes our way so we, as people, can become one. But it starts with our youth. We have to continue not to only push, but to lead our youth in the right direction. It's easy to lose focus or to let them grow up fast the way the technology is nowadays. It seems to me that technology has took place of the old school parenting ways because we've become too lazy or too focused on our careers. Nowadays, we have iPods, cell phones, video games that's taking place of the quality time that we used to spend together. I remember growing up at first, my generation didn't have all that. We had to entertain each other. This means we got on each other's nerves. And if we got on our parents' nerves, they would put us in our place. Nowadays, it seems like if we discipline our children, society makes it seem that we are bad parents. In my opinion, that's why our youth have become lazy and unappreciative. You know, in sports, when teams get out of hand or start to create bad habits, what do our coaches do? Our coaches will make us get back to the basics. It's the same way in life. We got to get back to the basics.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, prosper, to rise, to love.
facebook.com/SavingOurAthletesRespectfully, SOAR. I want to say thank you once again. Everybody have a blessed night. I hope, I'm going to say a prayer for everyone out there. And wake up in the morning. I got one thing. Be better than you were today. With that being said, everybody have a great night. Say a prayer for your kids. Peace.